Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carne crew, and welcome to this 5-minute review on Inquisition and their newest album, Veneration of Medieval Mysticism and Cosmological Violence. Now, I have absolutely never heard of Inquisition, and if they have more albums with similar length album titles, then that would not surprise me. Why has it always got to be the black metal bands that want the longest album titles or band names in the world? For simplification, I will refer to this album as Veneration, and not just for the length of this review either. My transition into black metal has been a relatively new process. In the last few years, I've attended a few concerts, such as Emperor and Behemoth, and found joy in a few new black metal releases, which seems like a juxtaposition while writing this. While researching this band, I was surprised to hear that they've been around since the 80s and began as a thrash metal outfit before changing to black metal, citing that the thrash scene sounded dated, which is an ironic thing to say in past tense, because this album, while a decent effort, comes across as an homage to the 90s era black metal with little effort given to mixing things up. In fact, on first playthrough, I thought that I was listening to a record by Immortal, because this album sounds so very similar to their style, particularly with those vocals. But then again, black metal all has very similar vocals. I guess that's one of the reasons I've been apprehensive in listening to music from this scene. But fans of the genre have listened to what I've just said, and that's probably enough to win you over and convince you that this album is worth listening to. For that, I congratulate you. At the album's heart is this simple black metal style that just doesn't muck around with their message to Satan and brooding yet crunchy guitar riffs. It's just given a new polished production that you would expect to hear in this day and age, and I guess that's why I've enjoyed the more contemporary acts in this field. This record certainly hasn't been polished to the point that it gleams and is shiny and fresh, but its quality is superior to records they are trying to emulate from decades prior. I guess my main gripe with the album is the lyrics, which haven't transcended the scene for so long now, and yes, they're becoming stale. Yes, I get it, this album has a theme in regards to what they are singing about, but this theme has been done to death, and it's not like you cannot pick up any other record in the same genre without finding songs that deal with the exact same issues. One of the songs that did try to go outside the square briefly, in style at least, was Light of the Dark Essence, but its gothic guitar medley and basic drumming just come across as so disjointed and out of sync that it's left me feeling like this was a rough cut from their song, and it was left on in the final product by accident. Even the following song, Secrets of the Wizard Forest of Forbidden Knowledge, is just as odd, with some particularly clean sung sections that just warble and sound so stupid. The band should have just used an entirely clean vocal section for this, because it would have added so much more depth than this part that makes me laugh every time I hear it. All I can think of when I hear this is that meme about the black metal person sitting there eating an ice cream. Now, with all that said and done, there are certainly some bangers here, and you can hear it on the first half of the album, which is a great effort and a classic assault of the senses. It certainly lives up to the scene, and it's about what I was expecting from this band. Like I said earlier, if you're into this scene, I think this album is a really good fit for you. It's certainly not a style of music that I've entirely warmed up to, however, I must admit that I enjoyed listening to this album. It's not an easy one or accessible by any means. However, you can easily get lost within the music, excluding a few tracks. Overall, I will give this album a score of 6.5 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite tracks being Crown, Light and Constellations, A Hidden Ceremony of Blood and Flesh, Primordial Philosophy and Pure Spirit. Inquisition have delivered yet again another album that is a solid slab of black metal and is sure to impress their fans. I think the group could do more with their lyrics, as I've stated earlier, and I would like to cite the band Wayfarer and their album American Gothic as an example of more subjects that maybe Inquisition could cover while retaining their image. And maybe the band have done so, but my ignorance on their music is on display here. But coming across this album as it stands, that is how it is. An updated sound for a style of music that is relatively dated and sounding stale. But that's my opinion, I guess. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.